welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today, I'm with Dave Kwan, and Dave is the lead pastor of Journey Community Church in Durham. Hello, Dave. How are you?
It's great to be here. Hi, Sammy.
Yeah, so nice to meet you. It's been about 2 years since we met last time.
Yes.
Yeah, so great to connect with you again.
Yes, always great to connect with you too.
Yeah, so Dave, I know you planted Journey Community Church about 6 years ago, right?
Correct. We moved here, my family and I moved here at the end of 2011. We launched our church in 2012.
Okay, wow, that's great. So, yeah, time flies.
Yes.
I know you're from different state. You're not from North Carolina.
Yes, right? I was actually born around the Philadelphia area. I went to college around Philly, Drexel University. And then in 2004, I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia to be part of a church planting team. And our church in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, really had a heart for campus ministry. So that's where I went to ministry, started seminary, and then my family and I got launched from that church in Atlanta in 2011. That's how we ended up in the Raleigh-Durham area.
That's good. So how do you feel being in North Carolina? Do you see a lot of difference between Pennsylvania and North Carolina?
Yes, I think there are definitely differences. I think Atlanta and Philadelphia, obviously being larger cities, more diversity, definitely more things to do. And so for my family and I coming to the Raleigh-Durham area, we do like the area, but we also had to adjust because we aren't part of a big city, and there wasn't as much diversity as the other cities that we've been at.
Well, speaking of which, can you tell us about your family?
Sure. I've been married to my wife, Helen, for 10 years. I have three daughters, Kara, who's 8 years old, Phoebe, who's 6, and Ruth, who just turned 2. So I have three daughters.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Keeps us busy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have 4 kids, and then they still keep me busy. Yeah, I understand that. Well, Dave, so how long have you been a follower of Christ?
So I came to know the Lord my freshman year in college. So that was in 1996. I did not have a church background or religious background. My parents never went to church. I never went to church growing up. So even to this day, they don't have any faith. So I got invited to a church when I was a freshman in college. That was actually also a church plant. So it was very small, and I went through an invitation of a friend. And what really attracted me about this particular church was actually their sense of community. And so I got to know the people in this church, and I really felt welcomed and loved by this community. And it was through that church community that actually got me interested in spiritual things. And so I actually went on my own discovery journey of different faiths, and also I really wanted to be open about the Bible and who Jesus said he was. And so my freshman year, I actually started reading the Bible on my own and trying to discover who Jesus was. And was he indeed the Son of God? Was he the Messiah? Did he really claim? Was he who he claimed to be? And so through my own exploratory journey, that's how I came to know Christ. It wasn't particular day or whatnot, but I think it was just really my own studying and my own reading and research that I came to know the Lord.
Right. Well, I saw your profile, and I saw that you worked in University of Pennsylvania.
Correct. Yes.
So, what was your job back then?
So, actually, when I went to college, I got an information systems degree. So after I graduated college, I worked in the IT field for a while. I worked at the University of Pennsylvania doing IT work. And then when I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia, I also worked at Georgia Tech doing IT work as well. So I was working for about 7 to 8 years before I actually went into ministry.
So what made you change your course of work from IT work to pastoral?
Sure, that's a great question. When I was working, I was still heavily involved in ministry, leading small groups, being part of leadership. And somewhere when I was, in the course of working, I just felt the Lord was nudging me to really consider full-time ministry. And actually, for a long time, that's not the direction I wanted to go in. And if I were to be honest, I think there are times where I actually resisted it. But as I got, more involved, as I continued to serve, I just really felt like, the Lord was prompting me, and there was always this nagging voice of trying to see if full-time ministry was part of the picture. And so from there, I tried to seek the advice of older counsel, pastors, friends, and then I actually just took a seminary class and to see how I would, like it. So through that class, I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to do more studying. And so that's when I actually started ministry. I think I was about 27 and went to seminary full-time, became an associate pastor at the church in Atlanta. And then from there, I really felt like those were the beginning steps of me going to ministry.
I know a lot of listeners for this podcast are second generation Asian Americans.
Sure.
Some of them are very young, and some of them are older, and some of them are young adults, and they may be in the stage of deciding which work they should do for the rest of their life.
Yes.
Some of them may think about being a very prominent job, earning a lot of money.
Sure.
But what would you say to them if they want to consider? If they consider to become a full-time pastor, but their parents do not want them to be, and being a pastor is not really fancy, in terms
sure.
of making a lot of money.
Yeah.
They have a lot of opportunities to be financially well off.
Sure.
But still, God is calling them to become a pastor or a full-time minister. What
sure.
would you say to them?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. Not all of us have different callings. Some of us are called to be in full-time ministry. Others are called to be in the workplace. I think both are very, very valuable. And both are needed. If it were someone that really had a heart for full-time ministry, I think number one, you need to really examine if this is where God's calling you through own personal conviction, through prayer, through scripture, and if it's really a passion that you have. I think really a second component of that is also you need to seek wise counsel. I think you need to find people in your life that you trust that will tell you maybe even hard truths and really speak into your life and not just what you want to hear.
Right.
So I feel like for calling into full-time ministry, seeking the advice of, again, pastors, people in your church, your community, asking them if they can see you in a full-time capacity. And then your question about seeking parental advice, I think it is important, but our primary calling is to follow the Lord. And I know for myself, my parents are still not Christian, and it was a very difficult decision for me and also for them. But also, we need to also trust that as we make that decision into full-time ministry, that not only will God honor it, but it's also a faith and a trust that as we are called to go into full-time ministry, we need to trust in the Lord that God will take care of our family. And even though it might be messy, even though there might be some time where it might be broken or there may be some rift in the relationship. I think there's this heart where we need to trust God even with our family. I firmly believe that.
Yeah. Now, Dave, you're a Korean American, right?
Yes.
So how was your experience like growing up as Asian American in Pennsylvania or
sure.
in America?
Yeah. My experience growing up as an Asian American, I didn't really actually notice too much that I was a distinct minority, because I actually hung out with my majority of friends were actually, you know, white. And so I didn't really hang out with too many Asian Americans growing up. I was involved in different things, especially sports. And so sports really brought camaraderie. But then as I grew older, I realized just through different events of experiencing racism or really acknowledging that, yeah, I was different. I think a part of it also is, you know, I didn't want to embrace my Korean American culture, because I think I wanted to fit in with my, you know, my white friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as I went to high school, I did experience, you know, a little bit more racism. And then, you know, also growing up as a second generation Korean American, I think it's really hard to figure out your identity in a lot of ways, because you're kind of living in two worlds. You have your ethnic diversity, your ethnic diversity of being a Korean American, but then you are also a minority where you live. And so it was a time where, yeah, I think it's sometimes hard to figure out your identity and where you want to fit in and who you want to be like. And so I think that's the kind of the balance or the line that I think even now, you know, we all try to figure out.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for sharing your personal story.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, thank you for listening. And if you want to listen more from NC Asian American Ministries podcast, please subscribe it, and then you will listen to weekly update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.